Area Youth Campaign for Red Ribbon Week. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. All across the country next week, red ribbons will be displayed or worn as a symbol of the drug-free initiative Red Ribbon Campaign. Personal and Family Counseling Youth Prevention Coordinator Hannah Yoder spoke to the Tuscarawas County Commissioners Monday to request a proclamation for Red Ribbon Week.
It all started in the 1980s when Enrique Kiki Cabanera was murdered by drug traffickers, and previously he had dedicated his life as an officer to prevent drug violence in his own community, and so that all started this big Red Ribbon initiative.
Red Ribbon Week is to raise awareness of the violence that drugs can cause in America. Accompanying Yoder were area youth representatives from Dover, Claymont, Strasburg, Tuscarawas Central Catholic, and Tuskegee Valley, who each started campaigns and initiatives within their own schools. Each school will celebrate Red Ribbon Week and encourage further education about the drug-free campaign. Red Ribbon Week is observed every year from October 23rd to the 31st. A local school district is holding meetings leading up to election night to educate community members about a bond issue. The proposed 28-year bond is to provide funding for the construction and furnishing of a new stadium. Indian Valley School District Superintendent Ira Wentworth explains the information nights allow voters to make an informed decision on November 6th.
One of the key messages is the fact that this actually is not going to result in an increase of taxes. This is a once-in-a-lifetime type of situation that we have here, with an old bond issue going off the tax collections, that residents would not see a difference in their taxes.
The next meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. will be at Port Washington Elementary, where Wentworth will speak with residents to go through a presentation.
We talk about needs. We talk about the proposed facility. We talk about the actual financial aspects to the bond issue. And after each one of those segments of the presentation, we pause for questions and answers. So it's interactive and engaging.
The final 7 o'clock public session is set for Tuesday, October 23rd at Midvale Elementary School. For more information about the Indian Valley School bond issue that will be on the general election ballot, go to ivyschools.org. Restitution payments will go to the New Philadelphia Police Department for out-of-pocket expenses related to a damaged police cruiser. Rufus Gillespie was pulled over in April but fled, causing a pursuit that ended with him crashing into a New Philadelphia police vehicle and overturning. New Philadelphia Police Chief Mike Goodwin explains that they had insurance on the cruiser.
So made it nice that the insurance company stepped forward and gave us some place in the neighborhood of $18,000 to replace a newer cruiser that was totaled out by Mr. Gillespie's acts.
He pointed out that the unexpected remaining balance of about $9,000 took a toll on their budget.
To replace some equipment that was on those, and then also for the labor to put the parts on, but it certainly paid a big chunk of it. And I would hope that Mr. Gillespie is timely in reimbursing the city of New Philadelphia's tax dollars.
That money will go back to the city's general fund. In addition, Gillespie received 1 year in prison, which was reserved for 2 years of supervised community control sanctions, and was ordered to complete 250 hours of community service, as well as pay an additional $5,445 for other damages and fines. And in state news, a prosecutor says an inmate accused of strangling his Ohio prison cellmate has been indicted on an aggravated murder charge and could get the death penalty if convicted. Warren County's prosecutor says 33-year-old Jack Walensky was indicted Monday in Kevin Nill's death at the Lebanon Correctional Institute in April. Investigators believe he killed Nill to get transferred to another prison. Court records don't list any attorney for Walensky. He's serving 69 years for a 2015 attempted murder. And in sports, Green Bay beat San Francisco with a game-winning field goal, 33-30, on Monday Night Football last night. In Browns news, 2 days after giving up 246 rushing yards, the Browns learned they may be without Pro Bowl linebacker Joe Schobert for several games because of a hamstring injury. Schobert was hurt in the third quarter of Wednesday's 38-14 loss to the LA Chargers. Head coach Hugh Jackson could not provide a time frame on Schobert. And Milwaukee shut out the LA Dodgers 4-0 to take a 2-1 lead in the NLCS. Tonight is Game 3 in the ALCS, Boston at Houston with the series tied at 1-1. And the Brewers will be at the Dodgers trying to go up 3-1. The NBA regular season gets underway tonight. Philadelphia travels to Boston and Oklahoma City takes on Golden State. The Cavaliers' first game is tomorrow night at Toronto. Also, Larry Nance Jr. signed a $44.8 million four-year contract extension on Monday with the Cleveland Cavaliers, the same team that his father once starred for. The sides had until 6 p.m. on Monday to work out terms for the deal, or Nance would have become an unrestricted free agent in 2019. And in hockey news, the Pittsburgh Penguins welcome the Vancouver Canucks tonight at 7 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by First Federal Bank. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Why choose First Federal for your next mortgage? Because First Federal is your community bank. There's no need to go out of town to get a mortgage when you have local experts helping you every step of the way, making sure you get the best mortgage for your needs. Choose First Federal and let them help your homeownership dreams come true. You can apply online at firstfed.com/mortgages or have a mobile mortgage originator come directly to you. To schedule an appointment, call 330-602-9999. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A cold start this morning, but sunshine today mixed with afternoon clouds will warm us up to 54 degrees today. We also become breezy, but we stay dry. A few passing clouds tonight, chilly down to 39, and on Wednesday, sun and clouds, breezy, but dry, a high of 53. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
To stay up to date with local news, find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
WTUZ.